Good morning. You are tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke, and I'm in the studio this morning with three guests that I'm excited to introduce. Kenlee Jackson is the program director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Lila Chernoff is a Sitka Fellows Program member, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. And Anna Dawson is also here with the Sitka Fellows Program. Thank you, ladies, all for coming in this morning. Oh, let me turn your microphones up before. That was, you all said hello, but I didn't quite catch it. Sorry about that. Everyone's microphone is on now. Well, I think first we'll chat with Kenlee, because Kenlee, you can talk about the program in general. The Sitka Fellows Program, I think it's something a lot of Sitkins have heard a little bit about over the years, but could you just give us a overview of what it is?
Sure. The Sitka Fellows Program is a summer program where we have folks in residence for a month this summer, and the goal of the program is to bring young people in their 20s to a residency program where they have an opportunity to do focused work, and they can be artists, writers, thinkers, storytellers, and the goal is that they have time to work, they have a community to be part of, and then they also get out into the Sitka community to meet you folks and share what they're doing.
So a big part of their project is to, or their time here, is to work on their own work, but also to connect with the community and share what they do. Great. Excellent. Which is what we have. We have two of the fellows here now and what you both are planning to do. I guess maybe we can start off by saying there is an event tonight. So this is the first event of
the first
season?
Event.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. And let's just lay that ground on that right away so people can come if they want to. It's going to be this evening at Yaw Chapel. And Kenlee, can you fill in the details?
Sure. Yeah, it's actually at the Yaw Art Center.
Oh,
so two different Yaw buildings.
Thank you.
It's on the Sitka Fine Arts campus. And it's an evening about storytelling. And so both Lila and Anna are storytellers in very different ways. And Anna is going to be doing a workshop from 7 to 8 p.m., which is about visual storytelling, and she'll tell us more about that. And then Lila is going to be doing a workshop from 8:15 to 9:15 p.m. about audio storytelling, and
Great.
She'll tell us more about that as well.
Yes, thank you. So let's talk with you first, Anna. Let's learn a little bit about you before we talk about what you'll be doing tonight. I know that you're a graphic designer and an art director, although recently in grad school.
Yes, I'm in between my first and second year of a graduate program, mostly focused on design, graphic design.
Okay.
Yes, in Seattle.
In Seattle, which is not what you studied in undergrad. You went to Whitman College and studied English and art.
Yes, English and studio art. And then I worked in advertising for several years as an art director. And now I'm in Seattle doing design.
And what does being an art director in advertising mean? Like, what did you do?
Yeah, so the art directors in advertising are kind of like the idea people. They come up with the concepts for ad campaigns along with the copywriters. And then the art directors are primarily in charge of overseeing the visual execution of campaigns. And the copywriters, obviously, all of the words and headlines and things like that. So, and then they're supported by the designers who get into all the nitty gritty of the execution.
Is it at all like what people saw when they watched Mad Men?
honestly, yes, the fashion is a bit different.
Right.
And the industry as a whole has progressed quite a bit, much more digital, but, there still are some similarities.
Interesting. Okay. But now you're going to grad school, and that's not to continue in advertising. Do you have a vision of what you'll do after grad school?
I'm not exactly sure yet. The cool thing about design specifically is that it lends itself a lot more to many different industries. Advertising art directors tend to specifically work in the ad industry, and they kind of stick to that. It's sort of a specific skill set. Graphic designers work for all kinds of different companies and organizations. So I'm not really sure yet. There's lots of opportunities in Seattle, luckily. So I'm waiting to decide.
And that kind of connects to what you'll be talking about tonight. We were chatting a little bit beforehand, before we came on the air here, that it's about the visual. You're going to be doing a project tonight on the visual aspect of storytelling. So tell us a little bit about that. What does that look like?
Yeah, so one area of design that I really like and I'm interested in is it's this sort of niche called editorial graphic illustration. So it's pieces that are like published alongside other forms of media. So like news articles, you know, in newspapers or in magazines. And it's the pieces, the visuals that are published to kind of like enhance the meaning or heighten interest in an article. So anytime you see a piece or a graphic or a piece of art published with something that's not a photograph, it's done by a designer who specializes in the editorial field. So most people aren't really that familiar with that field. So I'm going to kind of be introducing people to that tonight, explaining what exactly it is, and hopefully showing some really cool examples of work that that's exciting.
Already out there. Yeah. What is the project you'll be working on personally while you're in Sitka?
So I'm working on kind of building out my own portfolio of that type of work. Usually before you're someone who is commissioned those types of pieces from publications or newspapers, you have to have a pretty solid portfolio of that type of work. And it's not usually taught in like the general curriculum of a design program. So I haven't really had the opportunity yet to build out a broad portfolio of that type of work. So I'm creating pieces every day based on like real articles that are coming out real time throughout the summer on like current issues. Yeah.
Okay. Is that something, maybe Kenley can answer that, I'm not sure, or maybe you do know, if something that the community will be able to see at the end of this month?
Yeah, it is. That's a great question. So August 9th, the fellows will be giving presentations on their work for the month. It's August 9th at 7 o'clock, and it's also at the Yaw Art Center on the Sitka Fine Arts Campus.
Great. Great. Well, I want to make sure that we can also talk to our other presenter that you'll be helping with the project tonight and learn a little bit about you, Lila. You're going to be doing the audio storytelling aspect of tonight's program. And you have a lot of experience in that, it turns out. We were chatting before, 6 years of working in radio. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing over those 6 years between high school and the college that you're in now.
Sure. Yeah. I got started working in audio storytelling as a student at the Salt Institute in Portland, Maine. So another coastal town with big on radio. And that was a really wonderful, immersive sort of program in audio storytelling. And then from there, I ended up moving to St. Paul, Minnesota to work for the documentary unit of American Public Media. So we produced 4-hour-long documentaries specifically looking at the topic of education, and those stories were broadcast nationally. So it's a really exciting time for audio storytelling. You know, podcasts have really blown up probably in the last 4 or 5 years, and there's lots of great work coming out. So this evening, I'm looking forward to diving into that with Sitka residents.
Wonderful. Before we get to that, I'm curious a little bit about what led you to what you did over those 6 years to the podcasting and working for APM.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know, I think I had been, I'm sure as many listeners just loved radio and audio storytelling and was just really captivated by the way in which audio can sort of transport you like no other medium and take you to it's a very intimate medium, I think, and it can really, and sort of paradoxically a very visual medium, I found. So being able to listen to a story and suddenly find yourself with new people in a new place, I was just, I was very thrilled by that.
And are you going to be studying that in school? You're currently, you just started Brown at Brown University, is that right?
That's right, yeah. And at Brown, yeah, Brown also has a really strong radio program and audio storytelling. I'm diving into history because I, in the course of reporting and working in documentary, I just became really curious to do more of a deep dive into the sort of foundations that built this country and got us to where we are here. So many questions right now about the founding of where we are. So yeah, I'm focusing in history and continuing to do storytelling and podcast work.
Great. And then what can people expect tonight when they come to your sort of your workshop?
Yeah, I think we're going to start by listening to some different audio stories and talk about what works and what doesn't and the foundation of a story, how to build suspense and listener intrigue. And I'm hoping people will come with their own ideas of storytelling and podcasts that they might like to talk about how to make from an idea to a finished piece together.
Wonderful. It sounds great. Well, Kenley, could you tell us the time of the event again tonight? One more time for our community.
Sure. It's tonight. Anna's going to be teaching from 7 to 8 p.m., the visual storytelling workshop, and Lila will be teaching from 8:15 to 9:15 p.m., the audio storytelling workshop in the Yaw Arts Center on the Sitka Fine Arts campus.
And is there a number people can call if they have questions about this evening?
Yeah, definitely. It's 747-3085. They're designed for teens and adults, and there's no charge. Just show up. So we'd love to have you.
Oh, great. Well, thank you, Kenley, Anna, and Lila for coming in this morning. And thank you all for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.